Okay, we're starting from the Gemara, the bottom of Chavos Zayin Beis. When we mentioned this Mishnah earlier on, I translated it the right way, but I probably shouldn't have, because the Gemara is not so sure what it means right away. The Mishnah had said, "Kishem shamayim bokin osa, kach mayim bokin osa," which we translated to be just like the water checks her, it also checks him. Who's the him? Who said the him was?
The Baal.
The Baal, right? The guy who was alleged accused of committing the crime. That's what we claimed it as. But the Gemara doesn't know that right away. The Gemara over here says, Oso Laman, who's the Oso? Who's the him over here? I think I heard someone say, he maybe said the husband. So the husband, you said? Someone said the husband? He said the husband there. So when Aaron said the husband, that's actually a machlokas. Ilay mal Baal, you're going to tell me it means that the waters check the Baal. So Baal, my oven, what did the husband do? What's he checking? The husband isn't really part of the concern here. It's, you know, it's the water, the woman, sure, and probably the guy who she had an affair with. What's the husband's doing anything? Why would it check him? The chitema, if you want to say to me, no, there's something to check for him. Top of chesem aleph, the isbe avon bad ki leimaya, ki isbe, sorry, the isbe avon bad ki leimaya, that the water is checking if he had a sin. One second, ki isbe avon the day, mi bad ki leimaya li dida. If he did have a sin, the waters wouldn't work. Remember, we had before this idea that the waters only work when he's clean. So who's it checking? Him, meaning the Baal, what did he do? Well, maybe he wasn't so good himself. And Rashi points out here, maybe he committed a crime that we mentioned in the past that the waters won't work for. For example, what he could have done? The waters work for? Maybe he slept with each other, extra on the way, right? On the way down. Maybe that's what happens. Maybe that's what disqualified. Well, if it's to check him, it's not going to check her. That's the whole point, right? It only works for her, but nothing would happen with him. So what does it mean over here? My bokin oso, also bokin oso, and oso. If it checks him, it's not going to check her in the end. Right? So what does it mean it checks both of them? Again, the if be'avon, batki le'maya, it means that if he had a sin of, like we mentioned, like Kiva mentioned, that maybe on the way down to Yerushalayim, or up to Yerushalayim, the water, maybe he committed a crime, and the waters will check for that. Well, if that's the case, ki if be'avon b'didei, if he has a sin, mi batki le'maya l'dida. Who says the waters will check her? The pasuk over here says the man is clean of the crime, and she carries her crime. What does that pasuk mean? When the man is clean of sin, meaning he hasn't committed a crime, inappropriate sexual behavior with her, then the waters will check his wife. If the waters are not clean, if the man is not clean from sin, meaning, again, the Gemara over here is assuming that he slept with her when he shouldn't have. But I think one of you said earlier on, and the Gemara later on, the end of the Masechta does mention that when people started to have more adultery, men did, the water stopped checking her also. Not only when they were with their wife, inappropriately, but even with someone else. Yeah, Akiva.
What do you say on the part?
Is that even to them? Two chamim come with them on the journey. Exactly. Because they're there to be testifying in the end if they were together, husband and wife, to say, don't bother with it. It's not going to work the waters. Yeah. Well, unless, which we had before the Gemara, remember, we had before that the women get away sometimes. Maybe they went to sleep for the night and he snuck in. I mean, usually, again, you'd imagine people watching would probably just, you know, sniff anything out, but it's possible something could have happened on the way where they don't notice it. What's that? Rabbi Yossi, maybe? He says you trust the Baal, right? If you can trust him for Kari, for Nida, trust him for this also. So again, that opinion also would be definitely, this would help for that opinion as well, for sure. Very good. Was there a Yossi who said it? Remember? Top of the Mishnah was there. Anyone? Not there. I think it was a Yossi, but I don't recall. What paragraph was it? Way back in the day. Rabbi Yehuda. No, Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, Rabbi Yossi also. They both were. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi in the Gemara also was, we trust him. Okay. Either way, says the Gemara. So it can't be that Oso means the Baal. So what's left? Vel the Boel. Must be talking about the Boel. Well, means the adulterer. It doesn't make any sense. Why? Listening. Then it should have said that. I mean, look over here in the Mishnah for a second. Mishnah over here says, "Hisha mayim bokin osa, kacha mayim bokin oso." Shneimar, blah blah blah. Kishem shasur labal, kacha sur labal. Well, Why didn't it say Oso the bowl? I mean, the bowl, it means the bowl in the end, but why didn't it say the word bowl? It says the word bowl later on. Why does it say the word bowl now as well? I mean, why does it leave it as an ambiguous pronoun? Right? Oso him. Why is it him? Why not say who the him is? It says later on who the him was. The word bowl comes later on. Why not say that now as well? Maria says, listen to the Kitani Bisefa, Tim Shasru Labal, Kasru Labal. Why don't we say bowl? We say the Mishnah next line. Which says, Le'olam the bowl. No, really, it is the bowl. The Reisha, I did the Tana Osa, Tani Oso. It's all a parallel structure. It wants to be a proper structure of the text. We talk about her as Osa, so the reverse of that is the male version is Oso. And the Seifa, since we're talking about the Tana, the bowl, we talk about the bowl, meaning the bowl is just kind of written as a foil for the thing it's talking about. When it's the word Osa, so it calls him Oso. When it talks about the Baal, it calls him the Boel. Depends on what we're talking about. But it's in context. The Osov here is, we said yesterday, that the water checks her, it also checks him, and wherever he's standing, right? Aisle number six, he'll implode if that's what happens when she drinks the waters and it affects her. Now, if you remember, the source that it checks both him and her was the word Uba'u, Uba'u. That's what the Mishnah had said over here. And Rashi references our Gemara over here. What exactly is the source? Ibailu. The question was asked. Ba'u, u-ba'u kamar? Was it the fact that it says the word ba'u, but it says the word u-ba'u, the extra vav? Is that the drasha? We know that it checks two people, him and her. Is it the extra vav from the word, instead of the word ba'u, it says the word u-ba'u? That's the drasha? Or is it, u-ba'u, u-ba'u kamar? Or is it the repetition of the word u-ba'u? The word u-ba'u appears a few times in the parsha. Again, the puzzle of your Rabbi Puzzle can say for you. It says, u-ba'u amayim. Sorry. And it says, another pasuk says, "V'hishke as a mayim ha'vaisa im nitma v'timol mal b'isha ubo'ba mayim ha'marim." The word ubo comes twice. So which ubo is it? Is it the ubo, or that it could have said the word bo, but it said the word uvo with extra vav? What's the drasha to include the boel? Like the Isha. Says the Gemara, Tashma, let's come and listen to the following part of the mission that we have, next part of the mission that we'll hopefully learn from there. K'shem sh'asur l'baal, kach asur l'boel. Sh'nemar nitma v'nitma. It says just like you're asur to the baal, you're also asur to the boel, because it's nitma v'nitma. Now again, sounds like over here Rabbi Akiva, who's the author of this statement, is learning out from the extra vav. It's the uba'u part. It's the vav in ba'u, the extra vav. The Gemara says over here, 1 second, maybe not. Because the word nitma of itma also appears multiple times, says the Gemara. V'adayin tibayi, we still can ask. That's not so clear what Rabbi Akiva means. Nitma v'nitma kamar. Oh, im nitma v'nitma. The gears will change over here, adds the word im nitma v'nitma. Meaning, is it nitma to v'nitma? Is it the extra vav? Or is it the nitma and then the im nitma v'nitma? Is it the im v'nitma v'nitma? Meaning an extra word that we have of nitma. So again, we have the nitma, vinitma. Does that mean, again, is it two nitmas written, or it's the vav that it could have written nitma, but it adds the vav in to be vinitma? Which one of these two is it? So again, you're right, Rabbi Akiva, if it was nitma, but the extra vav vinitma, then it would be ba'u uba'u, the extra vav uba'u. That's what Rabbi Akiva is darshaning. But you could say it means nitma, vinitma means, it says the word nitma one time, it says the word vinitma a second time. So which we still don't know what it's talking about. It says the Gemara, it's true. But Tashma, come listen to this proof. This is what we're going to accept in the end. I mean, Tani Sefer, and the Sefer of the Mishnah. Again, if you look at the last part of the Mishnah, of that first part, the end of the first part of the Mishnah we have before the two dots in the Mishnah. It says, Rabbi Omer, Shnei Panim Omer Biparsha, V'nitma, V'nitma, Echel Baal, Echel Boel. Rabbi, who's arguing Rabbi Akiva, says that two times it appears in the Torah, Nitma, V'nitma, meaning it's a repetition of the words, one to the Baal, one to the Boel, and he's arguing Rabbi Akiva. So Michlal, we can deduce Rabbi Akiva Vavi Kadarish. Rabbi Akiva Darsh not the extra Vav. So right now we have the following question one more time. We have the word Ubao Ubao. We're not sure what that means. Is it the repetition of the word Bao because it comes up more than one time? Or the extra Vav in the word Bao Ubao to make it Ubao is what we learned the Drasha from, that it means not only is she going to be checked, but so will the Boel as well. We said, well, he says also Nitma Vinitma. Okay, also that. We don't know. Is that the extra Vav of Vinitma? Or is it the extra word Vinitma? Which one is it? We're stuck again with that. We say, you know what? Those two aren't clear, but the next part is very clear. Rabbi, who argues with Rabbi Akiva, says explicitly, The two times the word is mentioned is how we know this didn't. Meaning, Rabbi Akiva argued on that. He would say, what's the source for it? The Vav. That's the source. He darshan without the Vav. Rabbi Akiva's darshan without the Vav, we have the following dilemma. Hilchach, Rabbi Akiva, Shisa Krai Ksivi. Now, Rabbi Akiva therefore really has six psukim written. There's six drushes to learn out. Chad Litzava Adida, the Chad Litzava Adidei. Now, over here, just to explain what the six are. There are, it says the word uba'u three times in the Chumash. Rashi here quotes all three of them. Look at Rashi. Shisa Krai. Look at Rashi. He says, Shlosha uba'u ksuvim sham. The word uba'u comes three times. See where I am, guys, in Rashi? Uba'u amai ma'ari ma'ila b'me'ayich. It's supposed to bet in, that's one of them. Uba'u. And that tells you over here, lo di'alano de betin v'adar yerech. There it tells you the order. First is Betim, then Yerach. If you remember, we had before, the Torah told you one time Yerach and Betim. That's how the body touches. First Yerach and, sorry. First Betim. First Yerach, then Betim. That's how you touch. But the order is going to actually take place in is Betim, then Yerach, not be Motzi La. So to tell you that, that way, to tell you how it's going to happen. V'chad, another one says, V'ishka es ha'isha es me ha'marim uba uba ha'mayim. That's Litzava. That's telling you at Sivoy. Shkaz Baruch Gazar Shevoba Mayim Marim. That Hashem tells you, commands you that the water should be drinking to her to check the sota. The Chad, the last one is Lasia. Vishkas and Mayim Havaisa Imitma Lasia. To tell you that it's going to actually happen. The waters will actually happen. It will happen to her. They will be effective. Lodia Hakasu Es Yisrael Maftiach Len. She Dekuah B'Mayim. That the water will check her. With Kulam, it has an extra vav there. So there's really six drushas. Three ba'us, and each ba'u has a vav there. There's six drushas we have here. What are all six drushas for? Again, the word ba'u comes up three times, and each one has a vav in it. So Rabbi Akiva really has six drushas to learn out now. What are all six for? Chisa, Krai, Ksivi. Chad, Tzava, Didav, Chad, Tzava, Didei. One is to command regarding that she will be given the waters to drink, and it will also affect him. That's one of them. Then we have Chad Lasiyah Didav Chad Lasiyah Didei. One is that the waters will actually work, that they should be drinking, they should work for her and for him. And one of them is Liyadiyah Didav Chad Lasiyah Didei, that you should tell her that the order will happen with the stomach first and the thighs afterwards. And the other one also is telling him the water with the stomach first, thighs afterwards, so there'll be no mistake when it actually happens that way, even though the Torah one time did mention thighs before his stomach. So Rabbi Akiva has three drushas, three uvos, and since there's the vav, it's six drushas. One was the commandment, both he and she, that the waters should be given to her, and that it also affects him. One is the knowledge of how it's going to happen, both he and she. And one is Hashem telling the waters to do their job, both she and he. Okay, now Rabbi who argued, the Rabbi, Tlasakrai, Ksivi. Rebbe doesn't have the extra vav, he only has repetitions, what matters. So there's only three drushas to learn out according to Rebbe. Chad l'tzava, chad l'asiyah, v'chad l'yadiyah. Rebbe says one of them is the commandment to give the waters. One is that the waters actually will do their job, and one is that this house is going to do its job, that you should know it. Now, according to Rebbe, k'shem shemayin bokin osa, kach bokin osa, minole. How does Rebbe know then the water checker also? According to Rebbe Akiva, is extra vav there told you that because we have the drusha that's going to work for her and for him. But according to Rabbi, there is no drusha on the vav. It's only the words who bow three times, and they mean three separate things, not at all related to him. It's all related to her. So how do we know it affects her him also? That's bokin oso. Understand the question, guys? Again, the extra vav is what Rabbi learns out, Rabbi Yekib learns out to learn out that everything is to her and him. But without the extra vav, you have three uvos, and there are three needs for uvo that you command him to give the waters. That you tell the waters to work, you tell them how the waters are going to work. So where's the connecting from her to him? That's the first question. Minali, Sinakale, Minitanya, Litzavos Betin, Vunfil Yarech. It says that the stomach will swell and that the thigh will fall. Now, who's that referred to? Bidnu Rechoshel Boel. That refers at the pasuk over here, is referencing Dafka, the adulterer's thigh and stomach. The Gemara says, why are you assuming that? Ata Omer Bidnu Rechoshel Boel, Enu Ela Bidnu Rechoshel Nivelis. You tell me right now that it's the thigh and the stomach of the boel. That's the chiddush, but maybe it refers to the thigh and the stomach of the nivellus of the lady. And therefore, you can't learn out from here it applies to the man. Where it says, no. Kshuomer, which has a different pasuk. It's sabsa bitna. Rafal yirecha, hari bitna yirecha, shal nivellus amur. When it says in feminine terminology, that refers to women. Why repeat it again? Mani mekayim, tzavos betzin, glimtil yarech, bitna yirecha, shal boel. That's where you see it from. The Torah says more than one time the order of the Beten and the Yerech, for one referring to the Isha, one referring to the Boel. That's where Rebbe gets it from. The Idach, meaning once we have it just like this, we have to now ask the question on to Rebbe Akiva. How come that wasn't good enough for you? Why did you need the extra Vav Uba to teach you the Halacha? Why wasn't this clear enough? Who? The Moda Lakoin, the Beten Beresha, Vader Yerech. We had this actually earlier. No, we have to say it again. Why? Because you announce this when you're about to give her the waters, so everyone knows that the order is Beten and then Yerech first. So that people aren't Motzi Laz on the waters. Don't forget, there was a time when you first talked to her and you said to her, Yerech and then Beten. Then you repeat it and you say Beten and Yerech. Why do you say Yerech and Beten in that order? Why do you say in that order? Remember why? What did Gemara say? I referenced earlier today. That's how it happened. That's the order the body's touched. So you want to tell her, this is why this is going to happen to you. But the real order is Beten Yerech. So we repeat it again. So therefore, the reason why we repeat it again is so that no one thinks, oh, I just heard Yerech and Beten. And it didn't happen the way, ha ha, you're all, right? You want to do that. So we want to say, I mean, the order is going to happen. The reason it happened was Yerech Beten. The order is going to be Beten and Yerech. That's where we keep, that's where we keep us back to Rebbe. Once back to Idach, and Rebbe says back, you know what? If you were right, in Kay, Lichtov Kra bit Nav Recha, then say it in feminine form again. My Beten of Yerech, why did it switch to masculine form? Shemar Minel Boel, because it's telling me, not only are you informing her of the order, but it's also telling me that this refers to the Boel, because it was written in masculine form, not in feminine form. Gemara says, one second. The moment that you say that, once you say it's written in masculine form right now, why don't we assume it is about the Boel and not telling you at all? I'm sorry. Maybe it is about the order. Why am I assuming? Again, why are we assuming? Why don't we explain this is referring to the Boel, this part of here, this pasuk. It's Dafka, the Boel, and not the order. How do we know the order? Meaning, once I say, well, here it's written masculine four, what do we say that means? Talking to the Boel. Well, then we just lost our pasuk to tell you the order. What was our whole fear that we had? You're going to think the order was mistaken, the Mayim are wrong. But now that you made it masculine form, now I'm going to think it's just about the boil and the Mayim is wrong. So Gemara here says, no, if it meant just for the boil and not for the order of how it's going to take place, make it masculine possessive. Dafka his beten and his yerech. My beten of the yerech, why keep it as neutral, as pronoun neutral, not give it masculine or feminine, just keep it plain, not bit, no, his beten, just beten and yerech. My beten yerech, from me not tarti. You learn out both. Both meaning that it's going to affect the baal also, and the order is beten and then yerech. So again, the Gemara over here, we'll go back for a second. We have six sukkim, or six drushas according to the opinion of Rebbe Kiva, and only three according to Rebbe. What was the difference between Rebbe Kiva and Rebbe? What was the difference between the two opinions? Whether or not you darshan out the vav. What's also the practical difference between two opinions? Whether or not we relate the dinim to the baal as well. If everybody doesn't relate to the bubble, then how does he know it affects the bubble? So what do we answer? What do we answer? Good. Well, how many of the pasuk over here is talking about him? It's masculine form. Well, maybe it's only talking about him then? Because it was more like gender neutral form. Right? It wasn't feminine. If it was masculine, no, Yerecho, then it would have said it only meant to talk about the bubble. But it says Beten, not feminine, to give us the bubble, but also generic to give us not only the bubble. We learn out from this drasha, according to Rebbe, both the man was affected and the fact that the order will be Beten Yerech to make sure that everyone realizes that the order, when it takes place that way, it's not a mistake, even though we did mention earlier on in the drasha from the Kohen to the Isha, Yerech first and Beten second. Okay, I just want to read you inside the pasuk so you understand exactly what we just did. Look at the pasuk for a second. I'm reading the pasuk. In my Mikrei Kodesh, it's the fourth line in Mikrei Kodesh, but you'll understand that the order. The Kohen is talking to the lady. V'ish v'ishvia Kohen as a isha b'shvua sa'Allah. V'amara Kohen le'isha. Yitena Hashem osach la'Allah v'lishvua. V'soch amich. V'seis Hashem es reichich nofeles v'es b'nech tzava. Yerech before Beten. He's talking to her. Why do you say it that way? He's saying to you, this is what you've done wrong. Yerech, then Beten. Now regarding the order, he still is talking. U'bo amayim amayim b'ayla b'me'ayich. Let's suppose Beten v'lim p'l yarech. The order now is beten and yerech. Switch it around. Not bitna yerecha, which he said beforehand. Right? This is beten and yerech. So here, why the change around the order? Because, to tell you, number one, it applies to the man as well as the woman. And number two, also, it's going to be the order of beten and yerech. Okay. So I'm going to talk to you. Amar Bishua, kach edarish Zechariah. This is the way Zechariah ben Aketzev had explained it. But Rabbi said again the word nitma multiple times. Tanurbanan, shalosh pamim ha'omur m'parsha. Nitma, nitma, v'nitma. Lama. We have, again, if you count all of the nitmas, leave the Rashi over here in our Mishnah mentioned this beforehand, but we only mentioned two in the original Mishnah. There's actually a third. The word nitma comes up three times. Again, I'll read the words inside with you if you want to see them yourself. Rashi does quote them all. Here. Vishka is a maimat vaisa im nitma. That's one of them. Vavar alav ruach kina v'kines yishtov hi nitma. That's two. Zos Torah Sakna Os, Isha Tachas Isha, V'nitma, is three. Three separate nitmas we find. Why mention it three times? We know there were two times we said beforehand. One for the Baal, one for the Boel. But where did it a third time from? Why is it a third time? Echa the Baal, the Echa the Boel, the Echa the Truma, the very Rebbe Akiva. The third one being Truma means that if she was a Baas Kohen, and even if she's married to a Kohen, let's say, and she has an extramarital affair and she gets divorced or whatever you want to say in the end, she does not go back and eat truma. Normally, a woman who's married doesn't have any kids, let's say, married to a non-Kohen, doesn't have any kids at all, and is divorced or widowed, goes back to her father's house, she's allowed to eat the truma of the father, she's allowed to. But here, she's disqualified if she became a sota. That's where the third nitma, she's become tamei for truma as well, she can only have truma even though she's a bas Kohen. Okay. Rabbi keeps it, Rabbi Shmuel, back in Rabbi Shmuel, Kavachomer, what are you talking about? It's Kavachomer. Uma grusha shemuteris l'truma asur l'kuna. A divorced woman who's mutter to have truma is allowed to go back. It's asur to marry Kohen. Zu shasur b'truma. You know, din shasur l'kuna. This lady over here who cannot have truma. So of course she can't marry a Kohen as well. What? What in the world's going on over here? The Gemara over here is going to be bothered by this whole discussion. This doesn't make any sense. It's like a conversation that wasn't regular. Rabbi Akiva says we have three things that we're darshing after the word nitma. Is Baal, Boel, Truma. Rishmo says, I don't need that. I've got a Kohen from a Kal Vachomer. Kohen? Who's talking about Kohanim? The Gemara's going to ask the question later on. We'll see at the end of today's learning. But just so you know, over here, there's like a disconnect here. Rabbi Akiva says one thing, Rishmo responds, it's a strange response. Doesn't even make sense. The response is, we have a Kal Vachomer. I don't need to know about Kohen. You've never, he never mentioned it. If Truma, which is mutter for a woman who's a Baas Kohen, to go back to her father's house when she's divorced, even though she can't marry a Kohen, and she still can't have Truma right now, she's puzzled, she's nitma from Truma, then a Sota, who can't have Truma anymore, of course she can't marry a Kohen either. I don't need to puzzle for that. What? No one mentioned Truma until now. So it's a head scratcher. We'll leave it as head scratcher for the time being. We'll get back to the Gemara today. So Mata Malomar, Vinitma, Vilonitma, Ibnitma. Sorry. Mata Malomar, Ibnitma, Vilonitma. What does it mean when you say over here that you're jealous of your wife and she's Tamei? Or and she's not Tamei? Well, I don't understand. Which one is it? Ibnitma, Lama Shose. If she's Tamei, why do you give me this hot water to drink? Ibnitma, Lama Maske. If she's not Tamei, why do you give me the water to drink also? Why would she drink if she's Tamei? And why are you giving the water drink? She's not Tamei. Nothing ever happened. So we can't understand what the pasuk means. What do you mean she's Tamei, she's not Tamei? The whole point of the water is to check. So why is he saying she's Tamei, she's not Tamei? We don't know yet what the point is. And that's what the Gemara here says. Magidacha akasuv, she's safik asura. The Torah is telling you here that when you're not sure, maybe she's Tamei, maybe she's not Tamei. At that point already, she's Asur. At that point in time, we Asur her out of a safik is the point. Again, one more time. The Gemara over here is pointing out, what does it mean over here? Im nitzma, im lo nitzma. Well, if she's Tamei, what does she drink? What do you give the water drink? You know she's Tamei. She's not Tamei. She didn't do it, then why give the water drink either? Because she didn't do it. So we said what it meant was when it says in the Pasuk, Tamei, not Tamei, means we don't know if she's Tamei or not Tamei. And that's when you give the water for her to drink. And until she drinks, she's Asur to you. Now the Gemara here makes a Kal Vachomer. Mikara Adan L'Sheretz. Over here, based upon the fact that she's suffik, even to say that suffik, she's usher to you. So I also the same din when it comes to a sheretz. Meaning, we had it on the board yesterday, creepy crawly. Right now, it's our sheretz over there, the av. But I'm not sure whether it touched anything or not. What's the lacha there? We say, learn from Sota what the lacha is. How so? Uma Sota, slow asaba, shogay kemezid, v'onis kiratzon, asaba, suffik kivadai. When it comes to a sota, we don't treat a shogeg like a mezid, or onus like a ratzon. Meaning, if a woman was accosted, this is an onus, or a strange thing happened and the husband, someone else thought he was his wife, and she thought it was my husband. They're in a hotel room, and they have the wrong door. The back from the key worked for two different doors, and the guy walks in. It's dark at night. This was this woman thought it was his wife, and someone else's wife. Oh my gosh, what have I done? It's called a shogeg. It's an accident. So those like that, what happens in those cases? She's not a sota in those cases. She's not. So when it comes to a woman who we are more sensitive and we say, one second, not every woman who commits a crime like this or is slept with, do we assume that she's going to be a sota? We're depending on the person. And we still say, though, if we're not sure what happened, we treat her like it's a vada and she's usher until we know otherwise. And the sheretz, which we're much more strict about. I don't care how this dead creepy crawly bug touch that bread. I don't care if it was an accident, if it was forced on it. It's tummy every time. Then kala chover, I'm not sure whether it was tummy. I'm going to treat it like it was tummy until I know otherwise. Meaning, what's quicker to become guilty? A woman or a sheretz? The answer is a sheretz. How? What's the difference? If a sheretz happened against the will of something, or it was an accident, doesn't matter. It happened and it happened. But for a woman, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how it happened. So a sheretz is quicker to become problematic, tamei, than a woman is. And therefore, if I treat a woman who's slower to become tamei, like she's tamei if it's a suffix, kal v'chomer, I treat a sheretz the same way also. Fair? Make sense? So then, sheretz, she'asabo shogi kemezi, v'onis kiratzo, inu din she'asabo suffix kivadai, tap v'chom chesma beis right now? And it's a fair din. But we now have rules. Makom shabata. That means, if our source of sheretz suffik is that it's tummy, it's from a sota suffik that she's tummy, we consider tummy tummy otherwise, then you cannot expand it beyond the rules of a sota. The rule in the Gemara terminology is dayo lavo min adin lios kinidon. If you're going to learn from something else, then you can only learn up to that person's level of tuma. For example, there are certain rules that we're not machmir in a sota, and we're not machmir in a sheretz either. For example, ma sota rishus hayachid, av sheretz hayachid. The sota, this whole scene happened where? By the sota? Privately, quietly. It was a stira, rishus hayachid. That's what we are. If something happened, we don't want suffik anymore in broad daylight. So the only time we're going to say that a sheretz, suffik, tamei, is like vada tamei, it was like a sota in rishus hayachid. But if it happened in a public area with sheretz, it happened in front of everyone else, and it happened in a way, we don't know what took place, it was a suffix, there we're going to assume, not that it's tummy. If it's only learned out from the rules of sota, then it's got to be like the rules of sota. And sota only exists, suffix tumma is like a vada tumma, in rishul yachid, so it's av sher rishul yachid. Uma sota, davar sheish bodas lisha el, and also sota, there's got to be someone there. You can ask the lady, what happened? Tell me what happened. There's someone to ask. The lady has an opinion, she has a way to speak and communicate. So too, a sheretz, it's got to be a case of something that was in the process, that was part of the process. You can ask the guy, what happened just now? Meaning, if you walked in and you saw a sheretz lying next to a piece of bread, you have no idea what touched it or didn't touch it, there's no one there who can answer that question. Even for the yachid, it's tower. It's got to be a personality there who can communicate what happened, like there is in our case, like a sota. So there's someone to speak to. So to over here, by the specific tumma, someone had to have been there at the alleged moment of contact. We don't know what happened, but someone was there that can tell you it didn't happen or not. If no one was there, it's not like something case anymore. Therefore, something would be tower. And therefore, based on those rules, when we can amru, based on the rules we just said, we learn regarding a sheretz, davar sheish bo das lishael versus a yachid. There we say sveiko tavi, only there. But there's a rabbin, sveiko tower. If it was just a rabbim, it would be suffik as tower, because that again, so happens privately in the Rishul Yachid, so too also privately. And v'she'ein bo das lishael, if there was no das, there was no one there at the time when the alleged the suffik of tumah took place, be'er Rishul Yachid, v'she'ein bo das lishael, sveiko tower. No matter what, suffik is tower. Okay, that's the din right now. If I'm learning out a kal v'chomer from sota to sheretz, and I have to keep the rules of sota in place for that. Meaning, it's out of the yachid, and there's a woman, there's a person, a human being there you can talk to about what happened, and they communicate with you about it. Fine. Okay. Take a pause right now. We're going to go back in the Gemara we did beforehand about Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva's discussion. It didn't make any sense at the time. And now we're going to point that out that makes some sense to us also right now. We've finished over here the kal v'chomer. We understand the kal v'chomer between a suffix sheretz and tameh, learning out from a suffix sota tameh. How does the kal v'chomer work? Sota is normally, depends on what happened, and we still see suffix tameh. So too, more so, a sheretz, doesn't matter how it happened, whether onus or ratzon or shogeg or mezid, certainly the suffix would be tameh. But only like the sota would be. So yachid, there's a lit person, a human being there who can be communicated, contacted about what happened at the time of the suffix tameh. Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Truma. Look at Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva said Truma. And he responds back about Kahuna. What are you talking about? To remind you again, it's the word Nitma in different contexts three different times. Rabbi Akiva says, you know what that means? Baal. She's talking to her Baal, talking to the Boel, talking to Truma. Rabbi Shmuel says back to him, Kohen? Kal v'chomer. What? Where is he getting this from? Rabbi Akiva commented on Truma and he responds about Kahuna? I don't understand. This soon furthermore, Rabbi Akiva, Kuna Minale. And by the way, Rabbi Akiva, where did he get Kuna from at the end of the day? I mean, Rabbi Yisrael kind of stumbled on something over here. This would be four Tumas. Tumma number one, Asr the Baal, Asr the Boel, Asr the Truma, and Asr the Kahuna. You can't marry a Kohen anymore. Rabbi Akiva didn't darshan that one out. Rabbi Shmuel did as a kal v'chomer. Rabbi Akiva didn't. Rabbi Akiva, where do you get the last tumma from? Last tummy from? Where do you get it from that you learn out a fourth in your tummy to, which is to marry a Kohen again? Understand the question? Yeah. Maybe you tell me that a Kohen doesn't need a kra to tell you you can't be with a Kohen anymore. Why? Because we know already, we treat a suffix zona like a vade zona. And a vade zona we know, so I know otherwise, a vade zona we know is cannot be with a Kohen. Well, if that's the case, truma nami loti baikra. I shouldn't need a puzzle for truma either. Because if she's mamish a zona, she's like a vade zona, then a zona also doesn't need truma. A woman, she lost her ability, truma also when she's mizana like that. Sharei also ba suffix zona ki zona. So it can't be that the way we learn out, we don't need a pasuk for Kohen because she's like a vadeh zona, we don't need a pasuk anymore for Truma either. We said we do need a pasuk for Rabbi Akiva. So again, it's three nitmes, and Rabbi Akiva told us three didn't, but he didn't tell us the fourth din of how we know that a Kohen is also off limits to a zona. She can't marry a Kohen anymore. I mean, that's for example, let's say, how would a Kohen case work? Let's say, for example, this guy accused her of being a sota, and then he dies. Because again, a Kohen can marry a widowed lady, not a divorced lady. If they get divorced, they can marry a Kohen anyways. But if she was widowed, then she could marry a Kohen. So over here, a Sota, she's accused of being a Sota, they take her to court, and he dies. Where else was the discussion of what happens if he dies? Where else we had this topic, what happens if he dies in the middle? Where else we had this discussion, remember? We had certain questions we asked, what do we do now if he died in the middle? Remember what they were about, the question that we had? Again, a husband who accuses his wife of being Sota, in the process... What's that? Okay, first of all, number one, does she get a ksuba or not? Machlokas, between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Depending upon what? Depending upon whether or not we look at and what it depended on?
Who gets the...
How we look at a star, Amud Ligabos, right? Do we look at a star that's supposed to be collected? Is it collected already or not? Very good, excellent. What else do we have? What are the cases we have where someone died? We had a discussion. What happens now? Yibum, what do we say there? Yeah, Duchlitza, excellent. Duchlitza, why is Duchlitza there? Why was Duchlitza, not Yibum? Okay. Well, you can do chalitza, but we say over here you have to chalitza. You can't do yibum.
The husband has to give it to him. Duh. It wasn't like the best scenario.
Good. What do we call the guy who marries? Remember?
Acher.
An acher. You're gonna make the abbey an acher? Yibum again. The guy who married her became an acher because he chose to. But yibum, it's like encouraged. You don't encourage that to be an acher. Very good. Excellent. Also, what happens to the Korban Mincha? Mincha, we said, is burned, right? The Korban Mincha is burned in that case because you can't offer anymore. There's no reason to offer anymore. Fine. So here we have the following case. Again, If I know, if the woman, if the husband would die, and now she is, in theory, legal to marry a Kohen because she's a widow and not divorced, well, how do you know she can't marry a Kohen? Vinitme. So again, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael says, the Kal v'chomer. Rabbi Akiva, where do you get it from? You want to tell me I don't need a pasuk because we treated herself as a Vada Zona, and the Vada Zona certainly cannot marry a Kohen? Well, he also can't eat truma, but we need a pasuk to prove that. So where do you get this last drasha from? El Rabbi Akiva, Abra Krai Ksivi. There's actually four pasukim in the corner of Rabbi Akiva. Chal Abal, Chal Aboel, Chal Akuna, Chal Truma. How do we get a fourth pasuk? Because we had the word vinitma. We just said darshan that vav. So that's what Rashi said. If you look at the pasuk, we get the second word. It said the word nitma, ibnitma, vinitma. Rabbi Akiva, the darshaner of vav, has the extra vav to tell you vinitma, and that's where Rabbi Shmuel now comments. Rabbi Shmuel says back to Rabbi Akiva. Not so fast. Look back, next time we'll stop. Rabbi Shmuel, might it's the crowd of Truma. Sorry, Rabbi Shmuel says back, now we have Rabbi Shmuel's statement. Rabbi Shmuel now says back to him, what are you talking about? We don't need the last pasuk. I know a Kal v'chomer. If we know that she's usher to be with the Kohen. Sorry. If we know she's usher to have Truma, then of course she came with a Kohen. How do we know? From a Grusha, a woman who's divorced, who had no kids, was a Bas Kohen. What's the rule for her? What's the rule for her regarding Kohen and regarding Truma?
She can eat Truma,
she cannot marry Kohen, right? Can eat Truma, can't marry Kohen. So if over here, we say over here by our Sota, that she's also already, we know, for Truma, Kal v'chomer, she can't be with a Kohen. Meaning it's quicker to lose the rights to marry a Kohen than to lose the rights to eat Truma. By a Grusha, we see that. A Grusha is allowed to be with eat Truma, but can't marry a Kohen. So it's easier to lose the ability to be with a Kohen than to eat Truma. So if she already lost Truma, Kal v'chomer, she lost the ability to be with a Kohen. That's Rabbi Yishmael's point to Rabbi Akiva. That's why he responded to him. Again, we didn't hear the fourth pasuk, so we didn't understand what the comments was. But now we understand there was a fourth pasuk, and the fourth was for Truma. Fourth was for Kuna. I'm sorry. Are you supposed to back to Kuna? I don't need a pasuk for Kuna. Of course, I already know Truma. Now, here's the question we have to ask right now. We'll stop at this point over here. Rabbi Shmuel, plus the cry, Xivi. Right? Chad Labal, Chad Labo, sorry. V'chad L'Truma. V'kohen, V'kuna Asi V'kal V'chomer. The Kohen was learned out from the Kal V'chomer of that last pasuk of Truma. But the question is, Rabbi Shmuel, b'mai the itzikro l'truma, v'kuna asim b'kal v'chomer. Why are we assuming the last nitma was telling me truma, and that maybe I learned out Kohen from Kal V'chomer? Dilma, ki itzikro l'kuhuna, v'truma sharia. Maybe that third of the nitmes is really telling you that you can't marry a Kohen, and regarding the rules of truma, you're allowed to eat truma. You only were able to learn out kuhuna because you said the third pasuk was for Truma. I mean, we have four things we learn out. Baal, Boel, Truma, Kahuna. We only have three pasukim to use. So what pasuk we got to? Truma. Kal v'chomer we moved to Kahuna. But what makes you skip Kahuna? What's the easier pasuk? What's a quicker psul? What's faster to become pasul? Truma or Kahuna? What's most pasul quicker? Kahuna. Which means that the pasuk you should learn out should be to kahuna, not to truma. You can't skip a pasuk what it's supposed to apply to right away. You know, there's an idea, I'll stop at the point here, wasn't this as a cliffhanger. Something, you know, whenever you see something in plural, what does it always mean? When he says it's plural, what do you usually mean? It means two. Why? We assume the smallest chiddush. We don't assume bigger chiddush, we assume the smallest chiddush. The smallest chiddush over here that should become pasul to be able to, because she's a sota, should be marrying a Kohen. Not eating truma. Eating truma is we know it's more makil. To make that pasul is a bigger chiddush. How can I take one running pasuk, skip the regular chiddush, go to a bigger chiddush, and then we're not kal v'chomer? That's cheating. You can't cheat that way. Whoever here wants to know, that's the question. We'll discuss more time. Then we'll stop over here. Rabbi Shmuel, we might. How do you make use of pasuk to say truma is off from the word nitmes, and the kuna is also off because it's a kal v'chomer? Dilma. Kitzrich lekuhuna, but truma shari, maybe truma's really allowed. Cliffhanger, stop over here. That's a cliffhanger.